You're listening to Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Successful Parents and Couples, a fresh and powerful conversation on how to bring real shifts right into the heart of the messy and vulnerable human challenges we all go through in creating hot sex, love, closeness in our marriages, relationships, and partnerships, so we can move into thriving intimacy with soul and quite literally change our lives. I'm your host, the intimacy genius, Joanna Intara. Join me for engaging soul conversations as I connect with the top voices and heart-to-heart soul conversations in all things love, sex, hotness, closeness, and intimacy on what it really is to live and thrive in the way our soul calls out for most and to shift our lives like lightning as we learn how to do it. It's time to bring all the hot sex, love, and closeness we desire right into the places that most ask for it. The call for it is now, and here we are. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast for couples and for parents. If we're meeting for the first time, hello, I am Joanna Intara. I am the intimacy genius, as my clients lovingly refer to me as, and I'm here to empower successful parents and couples to thrive in relationship with soul. And it's super exciting that you're here, and I'm so glad to welcome you. We've been having wonderful conversations on hot sex and love and closeness and parenting and fulfillment over on our Facebook group over at Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents and Couples over on Facebook. If you're listening to this for the first time, come on over and say hello to us and let us know who you are and where you're from and what you're thinking about these days when it comes to hot sex, love, and closeness. And I am super excited that you're here and really thrilled. This is our week on closeness and intimacy, a common topic that comes up so consistently in pretty much every session that I have, whether it's with a couple or those who are in relationship. And our topic today is called How to Turn Up the Closeness and Intimacy Factor in Your Partnership, no matter how it's been so far. And I chose this topic because it is so frequently spoken about. People are always wondering how to become more connected, more emotionally close. And I really believe that no matter how challenging it may have been so far, how out of connection and closeness you've been, it doesn't have to take a long time to turn all the lights back on. And actually, you know, there's an old Buddhist teaching that I once heard that shared, you know, a room or a cave actually that's been dark for 1,000 years, once a candle is lit, or a light, you know, a match light is lit, doesn't care how long it's been dark, the room gets bright immediately. And similarly, once we have the tools, once we have the resources, once we have the deep practices and the abilities to turn on and flip the disconnection switch, we can have a wonderful connection time in our relationships, in our partnerships, and it can happen very, very quickly. It doesn't have to take a long time. So just to start out with, I did share last week how I didn't receive much help on how to have great hot sex. I had to learn, and it was definitely really hard at times to deal with all the conditioning that I had been given. And I know that I'm not alone. There are many of us that get conditioning on how to do love, how to do sex, and definitely how to do closeness and emotional intimacy. And for me, hot sex wasn't the only thing that I wasn't taught about. I had two Aries warriors for parents. And I don't know if you know any Aries in your life. I come from a long line of fire signs and very fiery people, lots of Aries, but they're not usually a good match unless they're very mature, because Aries is the god of war. And so that's Mars, the god of war, with Mars, the god of war. They like to fight, and they can be kind of isolated, the lamb and the ram and the monk. And there was a lot of conflict. It kind of went like this: fight, eat, sleep, repeat. And I'm wondering if anybody else came from a lineage like that. And, you know, in a discussion I had with a friend, she said to me, you know, It would have been great if there had been some fuck in there. So it would have been like fight, fuck, eat, sleep. That would have been better, but there wasn't even that. And because of this, it was very difficult. And the main reason there wasn't that fuck was because there also wasn't the emotional connection and closeness to begin with. And because I know that you want that too, and to get connection, vulnerability and intimacy are so important. This is what you need to do. This is what you need to cultivate. So when I speak of vulnerability, I'm speaking of the willingness to be transparent, to be open, to be unarmored, especially with the things that you might feel worried about could be edgy or could be difficult. And intimacy really isn't gained with another until you're truly intimate with the self, which is a really good starting point. It's so often, sometimes people say, you can learn intimacy in relationship as well. And I think there's truth to that, but I also really believe that you need to have the skills within yourself to start. Otherwise, if you have two people who really don't know how to do intimacy, then what you'll have is a lot of drama, trauma instead of connection. So I do think a worthy starting point is to truly have intimacy with the self. And the reality is, for so many of us, that no one or few people, if any, role modeled or taught us how to do that. I certainly didn't learn how to do that in my family of origin. There was no demonstrations of that. And so because of that, maybe you're, from a similar lineage or some kind of modification of that where you just were not taught how to do closeness and how to do intimacy. There were a lot of syndromes that I carried forward. Not being vulnerable, not being connected with my inner heart and mind and body parts inside that were and are involved in relationship and connection, definitely being afraid of these things at times, feeling impoverished because that's what I took in from my lineage. And that created all kinds of imprints. And this is a word I use a lot, I'll just define it. Imprints are kind of like inner relationship templates that run and organize how we do connection. And those dance in very evocative ways with our partner's imprints, which can run the relationship show. Anybody ever been in a relationship show like that one? We all have at some point or another, and it's definitely part of the journey, unless we can make new ones, which I definitely believe that we can. So we are going to discuss that today, and I am wondering if you have ever wanted new ones. I absolutely believe that you get to have that, and so do you. And if you want hot sex, love, and delicious closeness and intimacy, not only will you, but you have to learn how to develop these things, because you already know the challenges that relationship can bring up. And you've been around for a while. You've been married for a little while or just gotten married, or you're deep in it with your first child, second child, even third child, or just really deep in the partnership. And without a doubt, once you're through the honeymoon stage, you've run into edges at the intersection of closeness, intimacy, and vulnerability. And I call those the holy potent trinity of what creates the actual palpable connection you really long for. I'll say those again: closeness, intimacy, and vulnerability. And these were the things that I personally longed for more than anything. And I had to look really deep inside and get very still and quiet and be in a befriending relationship with every part. This is what intimacy is. Mike Myers kind of jokes about this in The Love Guru. He says, "Intimacy into me, I see." And there's a funny truth to that that's playful and friendly. No turning away, no flying away, no numbing, no fighting, no addicting or distracting. And we live in a culture that does all of these things so much, especially with the internet and all the online reality or virtual reality, I really should say. And when I stop doing all those things, and you can learn to stop doing those things as well. This is what helped open up closeness both ways between me and my hubby. And also what helped us truly create the connection, not only that we both desired, but definitely deserved, and was also really, really deeply needed. And of course, with us walking together in a deep state of connection, it affected our whole family and became a great model for our kids to also be able to be in closeness and love and connection and emotional intimacy and vulnerability with each other, as we all know or maybe learning to know in various different levels, is that our kids act out and are wonderful mirrors for us to really see the transmissions we've been giving them. And they are pretty profound and pretty instantaneous about reflecting that back to us. So when we're doing this, when we are not turning away, we're not flying away in another thought, we're not numbing, we're not fighting, we're not addicting, we become more intimate with all of our parts. We become intimate with our imprints, which are our transmissions from our lineages, our parents, their parents, and so on down the ancestral stream that end up running the show. And the beautiful thing, really, and this is much easier to say than to do, it takes a lot of work to do this, a lot of commitment, a lot of perseverance, a lot of patience, a lot of tools, a lot of resources, a lot of support. But when you do this, you are creating a wonderful kind of peace inside yourself with each other. And for me personally, this is a kind of closeness that truly makes life worth living. It frees up energy, it creates connection. And what I'm really seeing ongoingly is that the more intimacy with all the parts there are, the more vulnerability there is, the more ability to truly hang out in that edge of creativity, connection, vulnerability, and intimacy, comes the massive ability to see new solutions to old problems. Massive creativity. And when there's a lot of creativity going on between you and your partner or partners, usually leads to a lot more hot sex and love. Sex and love are a beautiful expression of creativity that come from connection. Sex and love are a beautiful expression that also comes from connection and creativity. And I won't lie to you, I will say it definitely was hard at times because my hubby was also doing his own work as well. Both had to. And even though there were moments where I wanted to let go and I truly fantasized about the greener grass over there, I also have many times too, not infrequent, where the connecting is just so amazing. And I need amazing. I need amazing. Maybe like you do as well. And you just get to have this. And I know that you can't settle and that you get to thrive in this way. So I am just wondering who's feeling like it's their time for this. I can just hear you all, because I know the hunger that couples have. I know the hunger that my clients who are in relationship or long-term relationship have to feel a continuously deepening connection that's filled with closeness and intimacy and transparency and vulnerability. And so the first thing that you really need to do is to learn how to cultivate real emotional connection with some of the things that I've shared today. And I offer you tools and practices. And if you're feeling extra brave, I have a dare each week for you that actually gives a very specific practice for you, something that you can do straight away to help your relationship. We discuss that over on our group, our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents and Couples. And I share something in there every single day. It's a really good way to start. It's free, it's fun, it's engaging. And that is a wonderful way to get going with all this. And I'm so happy to share it with you. And I really appreciate you being here today. It's been wonderful to hear from you both on the iTunes page. If this has been helpful for you, please leave us a little love Let us know how this was for you and what you got from it. If you have any requests for topics on hot sex, love, and closeness for couples and parents, I would love to support that. And I also have a couple spots open for private coaching right now. If you want my relationship, connection, and intimacy genius support in your corner for all the hot sex, love, and closeness you desire and deserve, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook, Joanna Intara, Intara. And I look forward to sharing another episode with you from this podcast, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Couples. Next week, we will be talking about how parenting goes in with all of these topics and connects to hot sex, love, and closeness. It's a very specific area that I'd like to address because so often these issues get multiplied when you have children. And I really think it's important that somebody like me address that. So I am here for that. Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it and look forward to connecting with you more next time. Have a great week. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining us on the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast. If today's episode shifted your world or gave value to you, I'd really love for you to leave us a quick review on iTunes. Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness is a collective conversation of bringing all our inner resources, expert advice, and real-world value with fresh embodiment right into the relational places that we all know need it the most. If you're ready to break free from your current challenges and rise boldly into your full relationship, thriving with soul, visit me at besoulfulfilled.com. That's besoulfulfilled.com. Or come on over to our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents, for one-on-one coaching, daily advice, tips, and guidance. Products and courses, all curated to empower you to shift into true fulfillment till you're all the way home. Until next time, you're on the right path, your challenges and vulnerability are navigatable, and you're capable of shifting into love, healing, and all the hot closeness and connection you desire. Embody your best relationship self and shift into the soul-lit love you're meant to live.